It's the Morning Rush on the radio and streaming worldwide at hitthatline.com.
All right, back on the Morning Rush and hitthatline.com. You know, we like to bring in interesting stories and tell you about interesting people, and today we get to do both at the same time. I want to tell you about Brandon Jones, a name, if you don't follow racing and follow NASCAR, you probably don't know the name Brandon Jones. We're going to introduce you to Brandon here today on the show. Brandon's a local guy that's made it big and recently won up in Kansas on the Xfinity Series, which is his fourth full year racing on that series. We're going to tell you more about his career, but guy that grew up in Van Buren, spent time there, considers himself an Arkansan in part, and he joins us now here on the show. Brandon, congratulations on the win, and thanks for taking some time for us.
Man, it's like I said, it's been a heck of a week this week, but it's been fun too. So I appreciate you having us on, and look forward to talking to you here.
Now, this is your fourth full-time year on the Xfinity Series, and a big win for you, like I said, in Kansas. Tell us about the weekend and getting to the finish line.
Yep, this is we're working on 4 years here. This is my second with Joe Gibbs Racing, and obviously couldn't be happier to work with an organization like the group that we have there. And it's been a really good year for us, honestly. We've had a lot of just, I guess in racing world you call it bad luck. We've been multiple times and multiple chances to capitalize on days and win races, and we've just had pretty much everything but a meteor fall. This guy happened to us this year, so it was good to finally close one out in Kansas. It was good for team morale. I think, you know, we have only three races left this year. We have Texas and Phoenix and Homestead, so not much time left. But I think that's exactly what we needed to continue to go forward. And to continue to strive to maybe win a few more before the season's over.
Driver of the number 19 Toyota Supra for Joe Gibbs Racing, Brandon Jones, with us here on the Morning Rush and hitthatline.com. Hey, tell us your story. You were born in Atlanta but moved to Arkansas and then got into racing at 13 years old. How did all of this unfold and come about?
Yeah, I like you mentioned, born in Atlanta, have deep roots in Arkansas. My dad's side's in Arkansas, so moved there at an early age. Really enjoyed my time that I was able to spend there in Arkansas with family. But when we came back to Atlanta, that was when we started looking at racing a little bit. I started going actually to NASCAR events as a fan, and when you do that, you get hooked pretty quick. So that was my hook and point, was going to the track as a fan at the NASCAR tracks. So we started looking into, you know, how do you do it? You know, what's even the path to get there? And there's no real easy path. There's no schools you can go to learn how to do this. But we actually found some guys that were short track racing at the time, helping other kids trying to get going. So they were almost making their own school in a way. And so we contacted them. They threw us in a truck and what they were called was super trucks. That's what we ran growing up. And they were on quarter mile and half mile asphalt racetracks, and got addicted, got hooked into it, and won a lot of races the first year, and we couldn't stop at that point. So just kind of kept working up through the ladder, you know, ran pretty much every sanctioning NASCAR series that there is, leading up to the Xfinity level. So it's been a long, hard ride to get here, but it was pretty special. Since everything we've been through from start to finish to finally get a victory at the top series.
Now, how old were you when all of that began? Because I'm looking at your bio and you were born in 1997, which A, makes me feel old, but it makes me appreciate, admire you, because you had to be doing these things at a grade school age.
Yeah, that was the tough part, man. I'm always in school trying to balance this, you know, early on. And it was difficult. You missed a bunch of school. You really tried to, you know, tried to make sure all that stuff was in line before you left, to go for a race weekend. But, you come back and you're just trying to play catch up the entire time. So, it was definitely a tough act to balance out. Definitely makes it easier now that, the school's behind us and we got all that finished up. And, but I would say maybe around 10, 11 years old is when we started, you know, going to the track as a kid. So, a couple years after that, would have been the first time that I was able to sit into a car and start doing that.
You still have family here in Arkansas?
Oh man, I have a bunch. I'm actually planning on coming Thanksgiving, spending a weekend down there in Van Buren, and hanging out there. And I've got a few people and Rudy as well. So I've got pretty deep roots still rolling through there.
Did you ever spend much time at, because you know, Tri-State Speedway, Crawford County Speedway, are two of the big staples for dirt track racing here in our area. Did you spend much time at either of those places as a kid watching racing then?
Absolutely, man. I would go out there with mom and dad. We would sit, pick our favorite looking car, you know, and then try to pick the winner of each heat race and each feature race. And it was fun, man. That's what it's all about, you know. And that's one thing we've been really trying to push is going back to those grassroots racing, you know, going back to where it all began. And that's where it begins, you know, at tracks like that. And you think, you know, think about Mark Martin and those guys that mm-hmm. grew up running around those areas and dirt cars and stuff. And now where they ended up being, some of them Hall of Famers even. So it was fun. We definitely did that a bunch on our weekends.
Brandon Jones with us here on the Morning Rush and hitthatline.com, driver of the number 19 Toyota Supra for Joe Gibbs Racing. Tell us more about Joe Gibbs Racing. I mean, we in the sporting world, we think about Joe Gibbs, we think about football, we think about the Redskins. We've heard so much from the racing side of it about the culture of winning and what he brings to the table there and his life after football. Take us inside Joe Gibbs Racing and what it's like to work in an organization like they've created.
Yeah, first off, for what he's done, you know, from winning a big sports championship, from, you know, NFL now to the NASCAR series winning championships, I that's pretty impressive. I don't know of many people that have ever been able to accomplish that. So that was that and foremost is pretty awesome to be able to work for a company like that. You know, secondly, it's just such a family organization. I mean, you come in and you feel like you're part of the Gibbs family and you get treated like that too. And pretty much anything you want, anything you need, they're there for you. They're able to provide it. And that's one thing too, working with Toyota this year, it's been such a big change for me. Just the amount of content and the amount of information that they give to their drivers and their crews is a big help. So I've enjoyed my time here so far. Hopefully there's going to be more in the future. We still haven't said much about that yet, but we're definitely trying to work on stuff to stay with them, and you know, who knows. So I do enjoy the team. I've been with a lot of great teams and organizations throughout my entire career, but I definitely have really enjoyed my time with Coach and those guys. It was special in Victory Lane with Coach. He always calls and you know, has a big smile and laugh in him. So that was pretty special to share with them.
Thinking about football and Joe Gibbs, are there any things that any specific things you can see that he takes from the game of football and utilizes in the team building or the culture or the way he goes about managing guys like you and you know, the way he motivates? Any direct ties there you can see that, hey, I can see how that worked in football and how it's working in your everyday world?
I think one thing they do a really good job at is pairing maybe the crews together. You know, and making sure that you know, crew chief and driver really make, you know, the right calls and really mesh together good. So maybe a little bit of that transferred over from the football world. Mm-hmm. I'm not 100% sure what exactly it takes to be a champion in that. But I'm sure he picked up a lot of team building skills, and pairing the right people together. And I think that's what they do a really good job at. Is bringing on the best of the best. That's, you know, that they hire on the best that they can find. Then they put it with the right driver that they think is going to work.
So this is your fourth year on the Xfinity Series. What's your goals? What's the future hold for Brandon Jones?
Man, my long term goals. I think everyone's goal in the level that I'm at right now is to somehow get to the Cup Series. You know, that's what we're all trying to accomplish. And before this year came, you know, my short-term goal was to win a race, and we finally won a race. I've got some pole awards, so that's already been checked off my list. The next big one is going to be a championship. Obviously, we want to really fight for a championship in the coming years at the Xfinity level. And so I think that's going to be my next one. And then long-term big goals is to somehow try to make it to the Cup Series one day.
Now, you're busy. You're based in Atlanta, so you're in the heart of college football. Right there in Atlanta, but you travel a lot around the South. You know how big college football is. Surely you've still got some Razorback roots here from your time you spent in Arkansas. Are the Hogs still a team you follow first and foremost?
Oh yeah, man. I think if I didn't follow Grandma and Grandpa and everybody else would not be too happy with me. So I've got to stick with my Razorback. I do enjoy when we go back home watching everybody play, and a few times if we catch games, that's great. If not, we try to line it all up. So for sure, I'm definitely a Razorback. Coach Gibbs is not a fan of this one, but NFL wise, my grandfather's big on the Dallas Cowboys.
There you go.
I think Coach almost converted him. He slid his championship Super Bowl ring on his finger one time, and I think that might have hooked him there.
That's good stuff there. Well, hey, thanks for taking some time for us. You can follow Brandon on Twitter at Brandon Jones RAC and on Facebook at Brandon Jones Racing, on Instagram Brandon Jones RAC as well. Brandon, congratulations on the win. Best of luck, and we'll catch up with you down the road.
Sounds good, man. Thanks for having us on.
All right, Brandon Jones, driver of the number 19 Toyota Supra for Joe Gibbs Racing, joining us here on The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush, streaming live on Facebook, Periscope, and YouTube. And follow us on Twitter at HitThatLineAR.